Welcome to Terrace House Matcha, the podcast that spills the tea on BGND. My name is Jack, and I am your host, and welcome everyone to this momentous episode, the beginning of the end, the beginning of season 8. We're at the 88th week. Your love is not real. And this is it, guys. We've been looking forward to it. We have our days are numbered, but we have just a few, you know, short episodes left with Terrace House. This is the final vestige of Terrace House that I have yet to experience. As you know, coming to the show, listening to it for almost 90 episodes already, 90 weeks, I can't believe it. But you guys know that I'm watching these shows for the first time ever. I've done well to stay relatively spoiler-free through everything. But I've just caught a few clips here and there. Really, when they show clips on other seasons of Terrace House, referring to Boys and Girls Next Door, that's when I've been somewhat spoiled on stuff. But aside from those things, everyone in the community has been really great at just keeping this kind of like pure. So they, you know, we've been saying you can only watch these episodes for the first time once, and we're doing it now. And as we know, you know, it's kind of unclear when or if Terrace House will return to Japan, but trust me, I will be there when that day does come. So, as you know, just a couple days ago, we covered the final episode of Season 7, the 87th week, Suntanned Girl. We didn't really know why it was called Suntanned Girl, because we were expecting a boy to come into the house, because Ipe-chan left, then Frankie had some self-reflection, it dawned on her that, you know, it's time for me to leave now. So she had a conversation with her boyfriend. And then ping pong, we hear the new person join the house. And it's not a guy, it's a girl. And she's suntanned, allegedly, because it was dark outside and we couldn't really tell. But then she comes to the house. Tae-chan was like, you know, doing that expression that Tae-chan only can do. Basically, like, deer in the headlights. Like, eh? You know, like, oh my God, like when he blinks a lot, you know, and his eyes are wide, it's so funny, man. But, so that's where we kind of left it, right? That's where the door closed. And now we're here. Season 8. Your love is not real is the name of the 88th week. And we'll find out. I love the episode titles. They're just so mysterious. Like what does that even mean? What can that allude to? So I'm ready for it. I'm really excited to get into this. And again, just enjoy the journey here with you guys. I appreciate you all. Can't believe you've made it this far. Can't believe we've made it this far. You know, the show's had ups and downs here and there. But man, I'm so glad to be here. And I just want to shout out to everybody listening to the show. This is a celebration of Japan, the celebration of Japanese culture, of reality TV. You know, it's just awesome just to have you guys here and really. I just want to thank you. So I just want to express my gratitude there. And we're going to get this off right, guys. So get everything up here. I've got my link up. Let me turn on my English subs. And we are going to count it down right now. So let's do that. And here we go. 3, 2, 1, play. Konbanwa. Thank you, Ipe-chan. Thank you, Frankie. We appreciate you on the show. Santa shed some tears, too, I remember, for Frankie. There she is. We don't even know her name yet. Tae-chan. Love at first sight. It's been a while, man. He's been focusing on himself. He's been doing the right things, I feel, Tae-chan has. Oh, wow. This is an older clip. I almost didn't recognize Saina there. He kind of does. All right. Let's see what happens. I mean, Tetchon has no chance, right? There's no way. Right? He just ran so far away from her. Onegaishimasu. Cool earrings. Oh, no. I mean, right? She's probably a model, right? I mean, chances are good. Michiko? Yeah, right? She's in front of the panel. Tetchon, go sit next to her, man. Shy bastard. Oh, okay. A designer. Wow. Wow. Got her on label. Wow. Don't look. Wow. So her insane, I can't really go. Hit the town and just drink endlessly. Dead shot. I like how she looks right at Tetchon. Oh, man. Just trying to embarrass this dude. I do not have a boyfriend. The way she said that. Time to get... Dang, Sena. She doesn't even wait. Sena's like, all the dudes are going to be jumping your bones. I wonder how Ken's going to react and what might happen out of that. Yeah, I agree. Oh, man, this just really surprised everybody. They were not expecting this. And me neither. We were all expecting a guy, I think, because it's like first in, first out. Kind of thing. So, sun tanned girl. I already forgot her name. Just give me some time, guys. It takes like an episode or two for it to sink in. Maybe I can catch it here in the credits. Michiko. Okay. And she's a designer, 28, entrepreneur with her own label. Remember, there's another girl. I can't remember what season Terrace House it was, but she had her own like lingerie line. She wasn't in the house very long, though. Was it opening new doors? Then we had Arisa Ohata, who designed hats. A lot of designers, too, in Terrace House. Here we go, King Ken. He thought it was him. Looks like a comfy shirt. Oh, the editing. They want us to feel the drama here. Oh, she's dropping eaves. Oh, is he turning red? Oh, shit. I gotta sit up for this. Should I stand? Oh, awkward. See what Ryoko does. Onegaishimasu. Oh? Really? Don't be so stiff. Whatever, Tetchon. Everyone's just embarrassing each other. They're just dunking on each other in front of me. Those are really cool earrings. Eh? Nice. Yeah, get inspired. Sana is obsessed. She wants all the guys to know she's single. More than you, Tetchon. Even Sana gets dumped, guys. Oh, man. Dumped for surfing. Huh? Makun, might have heard of him. Does she not watch the show before joining? Squabbles is a good word for it, Sana. Yeah, the final time. It is awkward. He wants to look, but he doesn't want Ryoko to know that he's looking. Oh, huh. Oh, man. Are they going to be butting heads already? It's always the third wheel. Here Ryoko goes down her negative train of thought again. Be positive, girl. She has so much to offer the world. With friendship, with love, with just her being around. She's really cool. I really like Ryoko. I mean, it's kind of a sexy job, too, would be a bikini designer. I mean, you just think of the beach. You think of not wearing a lot of clothes. How many times you meet a bikini designer, too? It's pretty rare, I would think. Oh, man. There's no way Tetchon has a chance here. I can't even fathom it. It's pretty good. It keeps the drama high. High tension. Yeah, all of a sudden he got excited. He was really not looking for a girlfriend, and now this new girl comes in, and now he can't stop smiling. Kenya. Funny how that works out. Right. Always with the negativity. Come on. No. Oh, wow. Whoa. Didn't even think about that. Yeah, they are kind of tangentially related in career. What was that hand gesture? A real beaut. Oh, I love the way you and Togui bounce off each other. They're like a good comedy duo. Wow. She's stylish. Oh, yeah. Go out to the balcony. We don't spend enough time outside by the beach, and they live right by it. Really not enough beach time on the show. That's my one of my complaints for Boys and Girls Next Door. But man, the view. Ugh. Oh, that's a skill. go for a walk on the beach. One of you guys go with her. Come on. Oh, I forgot they can go out on the roof. What? Have we ever been on the roof before? I don't remember this scene. Wow, it almost looks like a fake background. It almost looks like a studio. It's like so pristine and perfect. Wow. The king of the world. Have a barbecue up there. Have a party up there or something. It looks awesome. I don't think we've ever been on the friggin' roof. Stand up paddleboard, supping. Yeah, Tetron can teach you. Oh. It's a date. Oh, is that her concept art? Yeah, wow. Okay. Well, she's a coworker. I just wonder if she's going to show her face. Alexia Stamm. Michiko. Wow. Industrious. Seems like she got a whole operation there. Looks poised for success. What? And she got knife skills and kitchen skills? Wow. Well-rounded so far. It's early, though. It's too early to make a call. But she looks like a winner. Early on. A nice slaw. Ooh. Yes. Oh, it looks real good. My mouth's watering. I'm watching him do this. Dude, drink a beer. When food's too hot, I mean, you can open your mouth and like breathe in and out to get some airflow, but I just like chug a cold drink too. Works pretty fast. Oh, I want a beer now. Oh, it's so good. Yeah, what's taking the guy so long? Come on, producers. Tetron's kind of got muscles, but not like Kenkin. Oh! Who's keeping score? Oh, I mean, that's both of them. I think Tetron's really trying his best. He's succeeding. You got a point. He does try. I give him credit, man. He's got some muscles. He's more the lean body type there, right? He's not the broad shoulder V-shaped kind of guy, of course. A guy who can take a good look at himself? Thoughtful, caring. Good traits to have. Oh, touch on. She looked right at him. Oh, shit. Meanwhile, Santa's just chilling in the cut. Oh, tell her. Tell her about Ryoko. She doesn't seem to know. She doesn't seem to know anything that's going on in this house. Let's get there. You really cut to the core of me. Sana is like, you better say it, motherfucker. Oh, shit. He is in a tough spot right now. Oh, because it's like Ryoko's going to know. She's like, I'm going to tell her. Oh. Wow, it's coming out. Well, he put it on pause. Yeah, he went and lost a bunch, and then he changed his mind. Damn. I mean, I knew that was going to happen if it didn't happen right away. Oh, God. I was like, should I know what that means? What does that mean, heavier? Yeah, man, she went to all that trouble. Wow. Oh, Sana was wrong. I think Sana thought it might kindle the fire. Oh. Fuck. That sucks. Just leave it ambiguous and it's coming out of the table and like everyone in the house is there except Ryoko. I'll bet he's mad he asked the new girl to ask him questions now. Oh, it comes out. Oh. Oh. Wow, bro. Oh, my gosh. This is getting crazy. It's real bad. Wow. Right. I thought that maybe her visiting was points in a positive direction. But man, if he can't appreciate that, and if that's going to cause him to cool off, then she deserves better. She's an awesome girl. Man. Oh, new guy. Whoa. He's got the long hair. Is he a surfer dude? I was wondering when the new guy's going to show up. All right. Wow. He's tan, too. One of those big chonky watches. Sounds like a phone, but it's the doorbell. Somebody. Get it, Sana. It's a new guy. Of course, Ted John's going to be tasked with it. Oh, Sana's excited. She's single, ready to mingle. All the girls are single. She's excited. Let's see. This guy seemed kind of dreamy with the haircut. What's going on here? They cut it off. That's what I was thinking, Tokui. Is he a model? Tejon's face always. Whoa, bro. He looks young. Tetsu. Kenya. Oh, they're introducing themselves. What's your name? Daiki again? Wow, he is a surfer. His name's Daiki? Okay. It's going to get confusing. He is super young. Wow, nice. And they both like water sports. They could get along really well. I figured with your haircut. Man, a lot of supping going on this episode. Nice. Isn't that where all the skateboarder surfers are in Terrace House, it seems like? Wow, he looks super young. Don't forget about Sana. Nice. Oh, so he knows about the show. Everyone's sangle. Oh, Sana's got her eye. Wow. Oh, man. Good luck, Sana. Right, yeah, she's on to greener pastures now. Dang. What if he's already friends with Makoon? Are they? I don't know. They seem kind of weird together to me. But he's handsome, yeah. Seems like love could happen with this group of six somewhere around here. Right. Agreed. Oh, Summer. Wow. What an episode. Things are happening. Movers and shakers have entered the house. I'll learn their names here. I guess Daiki is one of them. Michiko. I'll learn their names here. Just give me an episode or two. That's how long it normally takes. But yeah, it seems like so everyone's single. Everyone's looking to mingle. Sana certainly has her eye on the new guy. That was pretty evident there. She was excited at his presence. I think that she's attracted to him. We'll see how that goes. Tetchon, obviously all the guys. Tetchon and Ken, I mean, all the guys. They like the new girl. They went around and started asking questions. And then Kenya got real awkward when the question came around about love and his disposition towards Ryoko. And that was scary, man. The look on Sana's face. When she's like, question! Oh, man. So really, everyone heard Ken's thoughts besides the one person that really needs to hear them, Ryoko. So I feel for her in that regard. But man, I think that this is an exciting group, a dynamic group. I am looking forward to what happens next. And so we will see here the 89th week. What's the name of next week's episode? True Color Reveals. So very interesting here. And I guess the title of this week, Your Love Is Not Real, that's referring to Ken versus Ryoko, which is sad because I like them together and I want them both to be happy. But maybe it's just not together now. It seems like it because Ken's feelings have cooled. And it's too bad because after she traveled all that distance to surprise him at his show, you know, what a gesture, what a like a showing. I mean, what a sacrifice of your time, you know, and your energy to do that on one of her few days off. So anyways, I don't want to dwell on it too much because it just is annoying to me because, I don't know. I think she deserves better. But, you know, I think everyone deserves someone that will appreciate them, and that's something I've been saying forever in Tara's house. So guys, let's look forward to next Matcha Monday, 89th week, True Color Reveals. I'm excited to see what happens with this group of six, and we've got a plethora of episodes to cover with that in the future. So, you guys know the drill. Follow the show on Twitter at Matcha Pod, on Instagram at Terrace House Matcha. You can always email me at terracehousematcha@gmail.com. I'm really looking forward to next Monday. We'll see you guys there. 89th week, True Color Reveals. Look forward to it.